How will you feed? Brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
It is about this time every year, or at least for these last few years when I've been permitted to do so, that my thoughts turn to the annual voting for the Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It's about this time every year where the ballot comes out and I go, okay, let's get online. Let's see who's nominated this year. And let's figure out what we're going to do. Let's figure out the 10 that we're going to vote for. So, I jump online yesterday, start to look around. I see a couple of names listed alphabetically that are familiar to me, such as Brenda Adriance, Jimmy Akin.
Okay. Who's Brenda Adriance?
She used to be the station manager of 106.1, The Oasis.
Nice.
Some years back. And I scroll down, and I'm seeing a few names that I know. This is a statewide thing, you know. It's not just local yokels or anything like that. I see Fast Eddie Coyle.
Yeah.
Longtime DJ on KEGL, who also did a stint, on, I believe, on The Wolf.
Yeah.
Not too terribly long ago. So I'm scrolling down a little bit. Fast Eddie Coyle, certainly a strong consideration. I get into the D's, and four down, I run across Corby Davidson.
I'm sorry, what?
Corby Davidson, The Ticket.
Corby Davidson of The Ticket.
Yeah.
All right, let me stand up. Let me address the people out here.
Is your dad's name Corby?
No.
No, his dad's name's Charlie.
Huh.
Corby Davidson has been nominated for the Texas Radio Hall of Fame, ladies and gentlemen.
By the way, Corby doo-dooed at the Masters.
Based on that merit.
Yes, he goes from doo-dooing at the Masters to this.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Well, make your acceptance speech.
Well, yeah,
And plus, when you get back, I'm going to have to do your measurements for your tuxedo. Don't want you showing up looking like a hayseed.
Yeah, I didn't know this at all.
Till like, when?
Until about 10 o'clock last night. I had no idea whatsoever.
How'd you find out?
I'm doing an interview with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And they're asking me a litany of questions and blah, 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 this, and blah, 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 that. And I'm answering to best of my knowledge. And they said, well, what do you think about being nominated for the Texas Radio Hall of Fame? And I go, what? And he's like, yeah, yeah, you were nominated. And I saw the nomination list. I go, no, I wasn't. And he goes, yeah, yeah. And he, I was sitting outside doing the interview because it was kind of late. My kids were going to bed. So he's like, let me check my computer. And he gets on his computer and he goes, yeah, it's right here. Here you are. I was like, oh, well, then. And I guess the nominations came out like at the beginning of this month. And no one told anybody at the radio station. No one told me.
That's incredible.
I just got all this yesterday.
Yeah.
So they've been out for 2 weeks.
And I really wanted to do something yesterday, but we had a bunch of other stuff. So I was hoping I could get to today without you knowing about it.
Yeah. I mean, if I had not have done that thing last night with the Star-Telegram, there is no way in Hades I would have known about this.
Well, Kat's in a blurb out about it today.
Right.
So, well, yeah,
so
yeah.
You would have found out about it then.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have lasted till now.
And no. The fact that Kat, who is always on top of industry-related items, took him 2 weeks to find out. Right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I guess that they throw it out there and maybe they have no way to contact me. I don't know. I have no clue. I don't know how these things happen. I know nothing about it. But, yeah, it's super cool. I mean, dude, I don't think I'm going to get in because I think that there should be parameters set where I guess it maybe it's like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame where you got to be in the business for 20 years or something. I don't know. I mean, I would fit that, but it just seems like
I don't know. I don't know if there are any kind of parameters like that. But now what's going to happen is that everybody who's already in the Texas Radio Hall of Fame is going to vote. And if you finish in the top 10, then I think that's how it goes. You get in.
Yeah. I mean, I highly doubt it.
I mean,
maybe at some juncture in my life, but...
You're too young for this.
I know.
You're not even 50 yet.
I know. That's why I found it so weird.
I mean...
And then I asked the Star Telegram last night. I go, wait a minute. I go, are George or Craig or Gordo in there in this nomination list? And he said, let me look. And he looked. He's like, no, they're not. And then I'm like, are they in there? They're not in there, are they?
No.
Okay, that seems to be a little silly. That they shoehorned me in there and they didn't put them in there first.
I don't know. I don't know how they go about their process. I don't know their ways and means. But you're in. You're up for it, man.
Yeah. I mean...
Maybe we could go through the OPEX and find some of the great moments in Corby's radio career that probably got him on the nomination ballot.
Okay, well, why don't you save that for a bit, not do it right now.
Maybe we can just hear one. Just one
yeah, let's
sample
just hear
what
one.
The committee had to consider.
Yeah.
Doo-dooed at the Masters, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sign him up.
Who's that?
Go ahead and put him on the ballot, guys.
Yes.
It is the Masters.
Yes.
Yeah, he did go to the Masters.
Somebody talking about how he doo-dooed at the Masters is getting into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
That's what I want to happen if I ever do get in there. Because, you know, with Mike, I was there for your induction, and they played this, you know, big piece beforehand, and there was audio and video and all kinds of cool stuff. And if that ever happens to me, I do want at the very end... for the Danny drop to just be, you know, punctuated with all the cool stuff and video and stills. Just the Danny drop of, Corby doo-dooed at the Masters.
And then you need to say, yes, I doo-dooed at the Masters.
Yeah.
I doo-dooed at the Masters, yes.
And then just have the people kind of look around, you know.
Okay.
Everybody's wearing their
suits. So this is what we're letting in here?
Right. Old guys over there like it. Oh, yeah. It's very nice. I don't know what to say, except it's very... That's whoever...
Yeah, that's...
Whoever
that's,
let me on there. That's
really
very cool.
All you can say.
Yeah.
You know, it's really neat, and it'll be neater if you get in.
Yeah, sure.
You know? But, I mean, not to make this about me, because it's not, but when my time came a few years ago and I wound up on the nomination...
Yeah.
I thought, great, it's... really cool to know that somebody even thinks of me that way.
Right.
You know, but I didn't think I had a chance of winning. But I remember I was listening to the radio station when I was on vacation, and the list of inductees came down, and there is Dan Paul on the air advising everybody that, yes, he has gotten in.
Right. Now, you got inducted in Galveston.
Yeah.
Which was a pretty cool place to get inducted. They change locations every single year?
They did. Now they do it all in Kilgore because they've got an actual Texas Radio Hall of Fame building out there.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. I thought that they just kind of went city to city.
They did that for a while, and, you know, it would have been really neat for that to happen here. I mean, I look at my Texas Radio Hall of Fame picture, and I swear, of the class of about, I don't know, 12, 15 guys that got inducted that day, there was only me and one other guy from Dallas. And I look at all those guys, and I don't have any idea who was who. Because they were all from Houston, San Antonio, you know, down that way. Down that part of the world.
Well, let's see. There were, when I looked at it last night, they told, or they didn't tell me anything. I looked on it, and it said that, I read about the Kilgore thing, and then I start reading the names, and there are some familiar names on here.
Yes, I'm looking at actually two right now.
Dale Hansen's on there.
Yeah, Dale Hansen's on there.
And
so, is Gene, so is Gene and Julie.
Shut up.
Really?
There they are.
Gene and Julie?
Yes, you might be inducted with Gene and Julie.
And Dale.
For those who don't know, Gene and Julie, we've never met them. I don't know them from Adam. They may be listening right now laughing their ass off, but Gene and Julie were a husband-wife morning show team, and God. We used to make fun of them because we always thought how miserable it would be to get up at 4 in the morning and you're scrambling around to go to work, and you got to get in the car with your wife. You got to go to work with her. You got to sit in front of her for the next 4.5 hours. Then you got to go home with her. Then you probably got to go to lunch with her. And it's nonstop.
Man, those 4 hours, you got to act like you can actually stand her.
Do you think that when Dale Hansen woke up and whoever, you know, teed him off on this, that the nominations came out? Now, you said he's on this ballot?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And he's looking at his name. He's like, kick-ass, Dale effing Hansen. Yeah, the guy that has viral videos and all this. And then he looks up and sees that he's on the same thing and a possibility that he's going to have to get inducted with the guy that made Coop say Big Harry Cox. I guarantee you somewhere
Big
Dale
Harry
is like,
Cox.
Are you freaking kidding me? I got to go in with that yuck monkey.
If he knows. If he knows.
He's not happy about this, I promise you.
Steve Lamb is on there.
Yes, another from the building. Steve Lamb of WBAP.
And please tell me how this guy is not already in there, and I'm embarrassed to be on the same ballot as him. Eric Nadell is on here. Eric Nadell's in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame and not the Texas Radio
right.
Hall of Fame. How does that work?
I don't know.
Well, he is on the ballot. Let's see. Kelly Raspberry is
That's
on
right.
the ballot.
Yeah.
This is a strong field, man. I don't know if you're going to make the cut.
Well, look Ooh, who else is on
yes,
here.
Yes, Redbeard.
Yeah.
Redbeard? Redness of Redbeard is on the ballot. Yeah. And look there. There's Bo and Jim.
Yeah.
Oh,
look, wow. I got no
you got zero
business.
Chance.
None.
Smokey Rivers, another
Me
from
now.
The building.
Yeah. I got no business being on
Good
this
stuff,
thing
Corby.
With these people.
Well, you don't know,
but,
man. I didn't think I did either.
But I will say this. If this is going to turn into a TO situation where they keep dragging my name through the mud, then I'm going to have my
own. You're going to have your induction at Arlington Lamar?
No, I'm going to have it at Bucks Wild.
Dallas or Fort Worth?
Either one.
All right, we got to go.
That's fun stuff, but Corby.
That is good stuff,
good
Corby.
Good stuff, Corby.